Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So please do give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Siri Bernson, and she'll be joining us in just a second. But first, I have some quick announcements. On April 8th, we will be having our Visionary Explorers webinar. It's a group. The Visionary Explorers group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and the areas that interest them and that they're curious about. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. Then on June 21st, we are having our summer solstice raffle to win up to as many as 5 medium readings. So log on to the website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and buy your tickets. And the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are Rebecca Lo Cicero, Lynn LeClaire, Connie Fusella, Kathy Nadal, and Renee Buck. And then lastly, on October 6th, we have our Fall Grief Transformation Retreat. This event will take place in Silicon Valley in California, and it was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death. So check that out if you want a little bit more of a bird's eye view of how that's going to go. It's a very, very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums, and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And just a note, if anyone wants to attend one of these, I would get my ticket pretty quickly, because these do tend to sell out very, very fast. And I will be attending this grief retreat. I'll be at the one in July in Connecticut, but I believe that's like been sold out for months. But this one, there's still some tickets. So if you want to hang out with me for a weekend in California, I will be there. And I believe our guest tonight too is at this one. I'll have to check with her when we talk to her in just a moment. But for any more information about us, please go to our website at theforeverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm sorry, not the, just foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight, again, is Siri Bernson. And in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri is a grief recovery specialist, and she is also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art and has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And I'm so, so happy to have her back with us tonight. So, hey, Siri, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joel. Good to talk to you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm over here laughing because I keep saying your name and my phone keeps trying to talk to me.
my
phone keeps thinking I'm trying to. So if anyone listening here is beeping in the background, it's just my phone thinking that I'm trying to talk. But anyway, so we have a few minutes to chat. So I actually wanted to talk to you about the grief retreats, because we've done a few of them together already. Like I think like 3 or 4 of them we've been to together.
I don't think we did them together, but we are coming up with 1 or 2 together.
Well, no, I think we did one together years ago. It was many years ago in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like we did something else together too. You know what I think it was? Remember in Fort Myers, they had like the Medium conference years ago, and there was a lot of us there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because the thing is, I know I've seen you, like I've met you face to face, but I can't remember where. My memory is not the best. I just show up.
It's terrible. Same. Yeah. I just show up on the day, and I'm like, okay, who am I reading? Exactly.
Right.
I think that's a Medium thing. We kind of train ourselves to forget stuff, right? So we just kind of, it's an occupational hazard. We just forget everything.
But you know, I think it is also the fact that we kind of live in a different world sometimes. Right. And I think that I like my dream state. I love to be in my own little world, and I can be very sort of attentive when I'm with people. But then when I'm doing my own thing, I'm just in my own little world, and I love it.
Right.
And I think I think that's also why it is that we may not remember so much. Like I will look at people and I will look at them like, I know I've seen you before, and then I have no idea. And then
right. Well, that happened. You know what? I think it's like you said. It's kind of like we are in our own world half the time, right? I mean, we're sort of our minds are between half the time anyway. So, like, how am I supposed to keep track of everything going on on here? Wait, so Siri, this year, because when I was putting the show together tonight, I think I saw you're doing the one in October in California, right?
Yeah, so I did the one in California last October, and I did the one in Fort Myers, Florida this last January. That was sort of a last minute thing that I did Yeah, and I'm one of these people that I can kind of like take up and go fairly easily.
Right.
I'm an easy traveler, and I was just like, okay.
Right. So you did it. Well, I'm actually looking. So you're not at the one in July, though, right? In Connecticut?
No, because I actually take the summer off because I fly home to Iceland because the summers in America, they're too hot for me and I can't deal with the heat.
I bet. I bet. Iceland's a little more manageable, right? It's in the name.
Oh, yes. Well, it's very pleasant in the summertime in Iceland, and I still have family there, and so I like to go and spend the summers there.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, so if anyone listening, if you want to hang out with both of us, come to the October one. we'll be there. But you know what? Yes. What I think is so nice that people don't maybe expect when they're signing up for the grief retreat. Of course, obviously, the weekend is geared toward your healing. When you come, and you know, every medium I know that you're like this, and I'm like this. We always prioritize the people who are grieving and, you know, trying to give our best with the readings and just kind of get everyone read. I know sometimes people come to these things and there'll be like one person who really feels like, oh my goodness, you know, I didn't get as much as I wanted to, but most people do get, you know, read once or twice over the weekend. But my favorite part, other than, you know, just feeling good about helping people, is that we all kind of get to hang out after hours.
I'm so with you, because the thing is, we, the mediums, we never see one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that is probably one of my absolute favorite part, is that I get to sit with you guys, that we get to chit chat, we get to catch up. And when you get to a point where when you've known one another, like for years, but we never see one another, and then coming together is so nice. But I would say also the other part for me that is actually one of my favorite parts is that I see the transformation in people's energies and in the faces, you know, because they come to the retreat and you can tell that, you know, they're grief stricken and they can be themselves with the other people.
Right.
And seeing the transformation that happens within 2 days, it's really quite powerful in my mind. Because
it is
when people come. Yeah. Because the thing is, when people come for one-on-one sessions, you don't really know what takes place after the fact, unless maybe they email you, they might leave a review.
Right, we rarely get the follow-up.
Exactly. And so that is one of my favorite things, is I see the transformation.
Right. And you know what's nice to see, too, actually? Just because even though, like, the mediums, we kind of hang out with each other, some of the guests will like, hang out with us, too, and are always so curious and kind of will learn something new about mediumship or will share their own experiences that they've had after we've read them. Of course, we kind of try to keep, you know, we don't want anyone telling us too much. So if it's someone that you've read already, then, you know, we feel like we can kind of talk to each other. But I love seeing people who maybe don't have anyone in their life who's lost, you know, a child or a spouse. And then you meet other people there and you kind of form these like, I've seen guests leave feeling so much lighter, and they have like people who understand them, and I've seen people year after year who don't really know each other outside of the grief retreats, but they'll they'll go each year together and they met at a grief retreat. Or so you kind of form your own community too. So you really are getting more out of it than just, you know, a reading over the weekend.
Absolutely.
So
the connections are quite divine. And I have to say that I know there's a lot of demand, like the retreats, they sell out within 48 hours. That's what I've heard. Within 2 days, they sell out. And I've been trying to encourage the, the Forever Family Foundation volunteers to bring it over to Europe. Because Piero, he's over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a lot of pressure on all of the volunteers.
Right.
But I think it would be wonderful to add one, maybe two retreats per year, because I think there's plenty of mediums that can do this with groups.
Oh, so, definitely. I would for sure go to Europe if anyone is listening in Forever Family, Bob, anyone, I will go to Europe. Count
Bob
me
or
in.
Lever, yeah. Right. I know. Well, someone for me, it would be, for me, this would be a jump over the ocean. So it'd be fairly easy because I think that they probably would be doing it, I would guess, in Scotland or in England or that, in Ireland.
Probably somewhere like UK or, like that area.
And for me, it would be like maybe an hour and a half on the airplane.
Right. Not too bad if they do it in the summer and you're already there, right?
Right.
Well, I will definitely.
Well, I mean, I do go home like, 2-3 times a year.
Oh, okay. So, we plan the trip around it. And then I'll just go to Italy after. It'll be great. And I'll go home. And then everything will be fine. But, the retreats, I'm glad we got to talk about it. Cause usually I just kind of announce them, but I don't, I think when people just like think retreat or like even like a grief retreat, they're sort of thinking it's going to be heavy all weekend and there's a lot of heaviness, of course, because of the subject matter, but you said it so beautifully. Like people really do leave. You could see the look on their faces. Like people leave so much lighter. Like you could physically see it by that Sunday evening when everyone's leaving that most people and it's not to say that it's going to take the grief away forever, but it has changed a lot of people's lives. Like I have, people that I've read there that, they'll become clients. I'm sure you've had the same thing where they book a private reading and they'll say, oh my God, that weekend was so transformative. And I had a reading with Siri. I had a reading with Gina or this person. It really, really, really helps people. So if you're kind of on the fence about it, it's not like we're all, crying all weekend or sitting in a circle singing Kumbaya. I mean, if you want to, great. you can do that too. It's kind of what you make it, but it really is such a nice community and so understanding. And it really is unlike every other sort of grief group out there.
Do you know the other thing that also during the grief retreats, it inspired me also to study grief a little bit. So I did the grief recovery method specialist. And then I also recently, because Melissa, one of the volunteers, she told me that she had done the grief educator program. And I did that too. Mm-hmm. Two very different programs. But I think also for us as mediums, the more that we begin to understand grief, there's something about, I think in my case, at least with my work, I think it shifted a little bit. There was more compassion, more depth to it and so on. That's just my view. That's my opinion.
I totally agree. I've learned a lot. I mean, I started doing this kind of young. Like I was 23, I think, when I started doing readings, and I got certified at like 24. I kind of was like very young doing this with people, but I learned a lot. But I find that for me, just the type of person that I am, I can get sort of not discouraged, but disheartened by certain things. Like if I have a month where I'm doing a lot of readings and it's not a lot of people who are in grief, but they're just, they want to know about, am I going to buy a car or, as mediums, we could do that stuff too. It's not that fun. But I always find like I recalibrate at the grief retreats because then they remind me like, Joe, this is why you have this gift. This is why you do what you do. And it, as much as it's exhausting and there's so much emotion, it really like it humbles you to see what, mediumship can actually really do for people. Cause like you said, we don't get the follow-up often. We never get to see. Right. People hang up from the Zoom or they leave your office and you might never even see them again. You don't know if the reading really impacted them. So it's great to see it. Just to kind of,
I do have a lot of regulars. And so when I do the sessions, I do the session in the hopes that I will never see them again. And then they appear like 6 months later or maybe a year later. But I also, I'm going to be honest about this one. I actually put it on my website. I am not the psychic that will give you love readings. If it does come up, It comes up in the session. But I think also for that reason, I focus a lot on the mediumistic, the spirit part. I focus a lot on that and the other stuff that comes with it. But I am not one of these love readings psychics all. I'm the opposite. Yeah.
I don't love doing it. That's why I stick to mediumship. And if grandma wants to talk about your love life, then we'll talk about it. If she doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean?
It's, no, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's a deeper meaning. There's almost the meaning behind the spirit communication. It's just so much more profound.
Right. And you see that at the grief retreat. So, if anyone is interested and you're listening to this, definitely get those tickets because it sells out. It really is a very, very transformative, impactful.
Yeah, event. I think all of the grief retreats that I know listed on the website, I think they've all been sold out. I think there's a waiting list of like maybe 100 people. But I think what people need to do is just email the volunteers and say, hey, put in another grief retreat because we need them.
Yeah, honestly, that's actually a good idea. If anyone, I'm not saying to bombard and harass the volunteers, but if you do express the interest and I know, we all know Bob personally. I know that Bob is, if he knows that there's a demand for something and he can help more people, he'll do it. Yeah. So,
there's another part to this also, which is also, I think that the organization, they can always use more volunteers, but then also they had to stick with it. Like they had to stick with it because this is dedication.
Right. No, but yeah, for anyone listening, if you wanted to volunteer, we're always accepting more, people to help, whether it's handing out name tags or helping with the website or whatever your skills are, just reach out because we're always looking for people to help and we'll never really turn away help if you're willing and committed. Good point, Siri. Good point. Okay. So, for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight again is certified medium Siri Burnson. And be sure to check out Siri's website at www.spiritoflight.com. Okay. So let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
I do hope so. Let's just hope so because I've been trying to tune in. The pressure on us is enormous because it's like, oh my God, it's like jumping into the deep end of the pool, not knowing really how to swim. And then you find your way and then you begin to swim. It's like, okay, I can do this. But don't you agree? Like every time that you do a link, it's like, oh geez, can I do this?
Yeah. You're always, cause we go in blind. Like we don't know we don't even know what we're saying half the time when we actually are saying it. I mean? Like we're like, I hope you understand it because I don't know what this means. So it is a little bit of pressure, but thankfully most people who call in kind of already know about mediumship and they know what they're getting themselves into on this show. So before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, I will call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you'd like to make a connection with spirit and Siri will do a short mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to answer your questions. Okay, so first up, we have Nikki from Miami. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Hi,
Nikki. So would you like a reading? Would you like a mini reading? Or would you like a spirit communication? Or would you like a message?
I would like a spirit communication, if possible.
That's what I thought. All righty, so... the first thing, I'm just sort of going to go into it. It feels like there's two ladies that want to come through to you. My feeling is that one of them is actually older than you. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I don't know if she's a mom or a grandmother. It's just that I know that I need to place a lady that is above you. But the other thing also, do you understand that you may have lost a child? Do you understand this?
I have not lost a child.
Okay.
But
within
the
family,
the person.
Go ahead.
The person who might be coming through, maybe my mom.
Okay. Let me just work with it. Before your mom's passing, was she, do you understand your mom going through an illness before her passing? And one of the things that she had a hard time with was like getting around, or you would have helped her getting into the car, getting to the hospital or getting around. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask you not to open up your mind because I know I have two ladies. I know one of them actually did need quite a bit of help before her passing. And I'm like, the way it feels to me is I feel that she would have needed support, as in she would have needed a walker. I also do get a sense that she was bedridden towards the end. I need to acknowledge the month of January connected to her. This would be an anniversary or a birthday of some sorts. But I also do get a sense there's another lady that is there with her. I feel like the two of them are like, mother-daughter, or the two of them are like connected on a family vibration. Do you understand a lady in the spirit world that would be grandmother to you on your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that she was ill before her passing?
Yes, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And either with your mom or with your, either with your mom or your grandma, because I know I have two women with me. Either with your mom or your grandmother, did either one of the two of them also have an issue in the head area or in the eye area? Because the way it feels to me, like they're holding my eye, they're holding my head, or they're holding my eye. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that your mother, please?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it. Because what I just did with having the two energies, I asked the two of them to separate themselves a little bit. And the other thing also here, do you, by any chance, have your mother's either... So she's holding my eye or she's holding my head, and I'm asking her to sort of remove her hand from my head. Do you understand having either a bracelet of hers, or do you understand recently that you've been trying on her jewelry? Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the next thing here also, either you or your mom, one of the two, you may have had like a charm bracelet, and I feel as though, you know, like when two people have charm bracelets, they may not really go together, but you can still put the little charms on there. Do you understand this also?
Not a bracelet now.
Okay. Do you understand clipping on, like, what I'm being shown here is like a small piece of jewelry, and I feel as though I'm putting it on some sort of a string. It feels more like a bracelet, possibly a pendant, but I'm adding these little objects onto this string. Do you understand this at all?
Yes, I understand. Okay. The pendant.
Okay, wait, great. And would it be correct here also that you have also been looking at your mother's rings?
Yes.
Okay, because yes. You showed me the rings, and I really get a sense that some of those rings, they may not necessarily be your style, but your mom is showing me right now, it's like, do what you feel like you want to do with them. So I don't know if you know people that do silversmithing, or if you know people that are jewelers, that, you know, like when people take rings or they take other jewelry and they make it into something new, because he shows it to me as, sure, if I'm making like two hearts together. Now, is your dad also passed away by any chance?
No.
Okay, then I need to say this. Do you have a ring both from your mother and your grandmother?
No.
You don't. I don't know why it is that I'm being shown putting two rings together, or putting like two rings together and creating like a new heart with them or something. Do you understand anything that I'm trying to say to you?
No, not about this.
Not about this. But you understood the thing about the rings?
The rings, yeah.
Okay, that you were looking at them recently. The other thing also, yeah, if I may, yeah, the other thing also here, with your dad, is he having a really tough time either sleeping, or is he having just like an insomnia throughout the night, or is it you?
Well, I have been having some trouble sleeping at night recently.
Okay. The next thing here also, your mom shows me right now that you've been looking for the signs, and also I'm aware of it here, that it feels to me, if I may say so, you have found yourself been really, really, really missing your mom, either around 11 p.m. or around 1 a.m. Do you understand this? Between the hours of 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., you've been really having a tough time and missing mom. Do you understand this?
About 30 seconds left.
Yes.
Okay. And also, if I may say so, you've been going through some either Christmas cards or little notes from your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Just know that your mom is with you as you're doing this, because she shows me now that you've been shedding tears. And I need to let you know that her head is okay. Her head is okay. So I'm not sure if she had like a stroke or an aneurysm or what it is. It just feels like she just holds my head and she said, I'm all right now. I'm all right. Because I also know here that you have been thinking or wondering if mom felt any pain. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do. Okay. She had a hemorrhagic stroke.
That's what it is. Okay, because I just felt as though the inside of my brain, there was something leaking or something. So just know that your mom, she felt no pain, and you need to know that she's doing really quite well right now, and she's with your grandmother, and she's just acknowledging that. Hold her heart in light and just embrace her energy when you sit and you cry.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, just be in her presence and never stop looking for the signs, because I feel like she's trying to send you the signs. She's asking you not to ignore them. Or, you know, like when we talk ourselves out of something?
Yeah. No, I will look out for some. I haven't seen any yet, but maybe I'm just not noticing them.
It just feels like she's sending you signs. You know, like pennies from heaven. I know that she's sending you signs, and she's sort of putting them right in your path. And she'll send you more and more signs as soon as you begin to notice them.
Okay. I will look forward to that.
Okay. So thank you so much, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki. Have a good night.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay. Very good. All right. So you're off to a good start, my friend.
Thank you. It's nerve-wracking. You have no idea. It's like it's nerve-wracking.
No, you're doing great. Don't worry. Okay, so next up we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. So, would you like a message from? Would you like a message from Spirit, or would you like a mini psychic reading?
A message, please.
Wonderful. So there's a man that is coming through for you, and it feels to me like he's close to you in age, or he's younger, if I may say so. I have no idea how old you are. It feels like it's not a dad, but it's somebody that is younger. I also, someone in your family either absolutely loves riding on these four-wheelers, or they love riding on motorcycles, or they love riding on these. Do you understand any of this stuff?
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm going to a rodeo, but I realize I'm not going to a rodeo. Is your husband passed away by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Is he the one that you want to hear from?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it feels to me, I need to let you know that he is vivacious. He is vibrant. And he's kind of he's got a great sense of humor, because he shows me right now that whoever the person is that loves these four-wheelers or motorbikes, if you were to take it to the rodeo, like if we were to go down to Texas where they have the bull, the bulls and the, what are they called, like horse rodeos? I've never been to one of those things. But I feel like, who is the person that is driving these four-wheelers or motorbikes or dirt bikes?
His son.
I knew it. Is he also a bit of a wild kid himself, your son?
No, not really.
Well, I'm talking about it in a fun way. Like, you know, like how there are people, they love life. And would it be correct to hear that your son... Yeah, that your son has a wonderful sense of humor, and he has this zest for life that he just loves life. Like, he just loves it. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that said, your husband is coming through right now, and he's sort of pointing out one thing to me is, and do you understand here also that he had health issues before his passing? But if I may say, it would have been a short health journey.
It was a couple of years.
Okay. Then I'm going to say this. There has to be a connection to the month of May or the end of May or just before beginning of June. That has to be an anniversary or birthday. Do you understand this, please?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Is your mom passed away by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand the family connection to the name either Mary or Margaret or the Marianne or the Maureen name?
I know people with those names, but they haven't passed.
That's okay, but you have those names in the family?
They're not family members, they're friends.
That's okay. Do you understand a connection to them, either Patty, Patricia, Pat? Do you understand this, please?
Possibly.
The big P name, because all I hear is the big P name. Now, with your husband here, though, before his passing, though, do you understand that he had a really, really hard time either with... his, like, with digestive issues, or his bowels went upside down?
No.
You're saying no to this. I'm going to stick to something. About three or four days before his passing, or three or four weeks before his passing, do you understand that he would have been in or out of hospitals, or in a hospital environment?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand them having had an absolutely horrid menu, or just an absolute horrible, what is this, horrible menu, or the food was absolutely gross?
He couldn't, after the first couple of days, he couldn't eat.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. It just, then I'm gonna stick with it, because I know I need to stick with it, because he shows it to me this, whether his digestion went topsy-turvy or his digestion was off.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's like from the swallowing all the way down to the, I just don't know. It just feels like the digestive system is way off, or it's just wonky, it's not working anymore. Now, your husband is coming through here. The other thing also, do you understand him also having had surgery at one point?
Yes.
Because I feel like he's cutting into my body, and I feel like they're trying to remove something or they're trying to fix something up. And also, whoever did the surgery, when they put him back together, do you understand the stitches? They were quite well done.
I don't know.
Okay. But you understand that he had to undergo surgery, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing here, do you also understand that after the surgery, he had, because he shows me now thumbs up, and it feels like he was doing quite well after the surgery? All things considered.
No, he didn't do well after the surgery.
Why is it that he's showing me job? He shows me thumbs up for, like, he shows it to me as if I'm cutting into my flesh, and he shows me thumbs up. There's something about the optimism, or do you understand your husband always being quite optimistic?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just all I can see is, like, he shows me the thumbs up, the thumbs up, there's some thumbs up. I'm going to rephrase one thing here. If I may say so, do you understand that he underwent surgery and he survived it? He did not pass away with the surgery.
Correct.
Okay.
30 seconds left.
Okay. Because he just shows me the thumbs up. So he's coming through through for you today. And he just shows me right now is that you have a yard at your house, don't you, or a garden?
Yeah, yard.
Okay. Does your sun banners help you out at all with, like, in the fall, in the spring, like cleaning and...
Sometimes.
Does he help? Okay. Because I feel like he's wanting him to, like, come in and help you out a little bit more, because there's a sense of, like, come on. The other thing also, I have to acknowledge either two kids or two kids that are close to you or two kids that come to your house. Do you understand this?
No, not really.
So you only have one kid?
Oh, no, we have a lot of kids.
Okay. Let me just stick with it this way. Do you understand two of your children, there may be more children, but especially two of your children tend to be really, really helpful?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Because I know here that your husband shows me patting them on the back. And the other thing also here, do you also, by any chance, have a daughter that works in healing or nursing or in a hospital or a health environment?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know dad is just, he's putting his hand on his heart. And he's just sort of saying to my daughter, I just want to say the angels are with her. And she's absolutely delightful when she's dealing with people that are frail or sick. So just know that your husband came through saying hello to everyone. And just wanted to surround you with, he just wants to put his arms around you. And if I may say so, he must have been one of these guys that he was like, he loved hugging.
Yeah.
You know, because he's definitely not the silent type. I feel like he's more like, even though I don't necessarily say to everyone, I love you, but I know that he's quite emotional. He's quite sensitive. And I just miss having his arms around me, as in you really miss his hugs, don't you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So just know that tonight, I feel like you have either his shirt or his sweater or something tonight when you go to bed. And if you have it close to your bed, he will be right there with you.
I sleep with his shirt on my pillow every night.
I know. Because he showed me the shirt is right by your side. So you can smell him. You know, so. All righty then. So thank you so much for calling.
Question?
Yeah. Sure.
My daughter, not the one you referred to, other daughter, is trying to have a baby. Do you see anything on that?
So maybe that is a May-June connection. Is she, by any chance, either getting additional help? Because I saw this in incredible light in the month of May, and I see it at the end of May, like the third, fourth week of May, possibly the beginning of July, June. And I saw it as an anniversary, like celebration of some sort. And is she, by any chance, getting alternative treatments for her, pregnancy?
She's only been trying for about 6 months, so not yet.
Okay. You may want to, you know, in this day and age, the food that we eat in, like, in daily life, the food that we eat and all of the stuff that we're surrounded by, toxins and so on, you may want to bring this up with your daughter to find someone that will help her with detoxing, alternative therapies, and getting herself into a really good shape where she will be able to carry the child.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So I think that is the May, early June connection that he was like hammering on this in my mind, like May, June. So is anyone in your family that loves horses?
Yeah, she does.
I knew it. Because it feels like let her go riding on those horses, no bull rides for her, but equestrian sports and things like this just loves petting the horses. So just know that dad is with her and he's wishing her the best.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Best of luck.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Awesome. Very, very good. Okay. So next up, we have Suzanne from Alabama. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. We're doing good. So, Suzanne, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for Siri and myself?
I was hoping to connect with Spirit, if possible, but I've been listening, and it sounds like I feel, I don't know, selfish for even asking.
No, you got through for a reason tonight, my friend. You're supposed to, you want a connection, then a connection you will have. Do not feel selfish at all, okay?
Okay, thank Alrighty. You.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Siri.
Hi, Suzanne, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
Okay, I'm good. So the first thing that I'm being shown, I just want to let you know that the energy of your voice, I love it. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure if you're one of these people that you're always happy or just always joyous. Wherever you go, there's joy. I just need to acknowledge this.
Thank you.
Well, there's something about you. You know, like when you talk about like Deb the Downer or Deb Downer, and then we have the opposite of that, what would that be? That would be the joy. You know, here comes the joy. So that's all I'm being shown. One thing before I go into the message or go into the spirit, do you love to go dancing or do you understand loving music from the 70s?
Yes. Definitely a 70s child.
Okay, because I'm being shown. I'll tell you honestly, I have no idea who's coming through for you. Is this that I'm starting with a message? There's a man that is coming through for you. I'm not quite sure yet how he's connected to you. It feels like he would have been in the service at one point or he had some sort of a service in his background because I see that there's pictures of him where he's wearing a uniform. I also do get a sense that he may have been like one of two or there's two people. I feel like if I may say so, there's a sense of acknowledging my brother. And so there's like two men that are saying hello to you from spirit. One of the two of them would have been in the service with, I think I am looking at possibly Air Force or being overseas. Do you understand the man in the spirit world that would have been in the Air Force?
Yes, possibly. We do have family members that served in the military, and I'm not sure which branch. So I think one of them was Army, and I'm not sure of the other.
Okay, that's okay. Or overseas. Usually when I see, wings and military service, because I don't know enough about service people, but it's just, that usually tells me either it's overseas or they were in the service in the Air Force. Or, you know, they may have been Marines. I don't know. But it's just that I'm being shown being overseas in the service. Now, that said, is your dad, by any chance, passed away?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Your father. Do you understand your father being in the spirit world?
No. But there was someone in my life that was like a father figure to me. My father, my biological father is still living,
okay. Let me work with it. There's a man that is coming through for you, and the way I see him, the way I feel like he would have been quite slender. I also do know that he would have had darker hair. I feel like he would have looked more like he could have been like English descent or Scottish descent, like that type of look. Like he's not Italian or Greek. Whether it's English or Irish or Scottish, it's like the Northern European look to him. Possibly even French looking. I don't know. It just feels like this dark hair at one point. I do feel like he would have had thinning or like a receding hairline. I see his glasses with him. And I feel like he would have had an episode of like heart failure because he shows me now like he's sort of huffing and puffing a little bit. I am also aware of it that, I feel like he would have been a smoker at one point. And I feel like I need to acknowledge a name that would be similar to Joe's name, but I feel like it's more like a John or the big JJ. Do you understand anything I'm saying to you right now?
The smoking part, yes. And he was in the military. He was in the Korean War. And he was like a father figure to me. So it could be
wonderful.
I always called him Big Daddy.
Okay. Do you understand a connection to Bill?
Not right now.
Okay, that's okay. But I'm gonna go with it. So he's coming through for you as like what I would perceive to be a father figure. That said, is your dad he would have known your dad, wouldn't he?
No, I don't even hardly know my father. He wouldn't have known my father.
He would not have known
or
your
my
father.
Dad.
Bear with me, I need to back up a little bit. The man that is coming through for you also, I feel like he's not, I'm going to be honest with you, he's not a very talkative guy. He's also highlighting right now, there's a lady here with him in the spirit world, and she feels, the lady here that is with me, she's very motherly to you. And the way the lady is coming through, I feel like she would have been someone that wore, like, floral dresses. You know when we have women that wear these floral dresses, and then we look at their homes, and we have these floral wallpapers and floral cushions and seat covers.
Yes.
Yes,
and that
this?
Would have been his wife. She was my former okay. mother-in-law, but big flowers
okay.
everywhere, like wallpaper.
Flower, yes.
I mean.
Yes. Yes. Because I know that, I'm going to tell you, like, I find it, yes, I find it kind of humorous because her dress looks like a camouflage with the wallpaper. I know it's not a camouflage with the wallpaper. It just feels like flowers everywhere. So that would have been in their home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, okay, she's also passed away.
About 30 seconds.
Yes, she has.
Okay. Now, really quickly here, do you understand a connection to Elizabeth or Eliza? It's like the big E.
No.
It's either like the big E, the Elizabeth or Emmy, or I'm going to leave it because I can't really see it. But these two people are coming through for you with a lot of love for you. And they're showing me the last couple of years for you. I mean, for a lot of people, they have not been easy. But would it be correct that that you have been dealing with sort of either health issues or
yeah.
or grief? Or okay, because I feel like they're showing me that you've been
grief.
Really... Yes, because I'm being shown that you've been moving through the fog or you've been moving through the grief. And did you also manage to lose a partner?
I lost my son last year.
Oh, was it your son? Okay, because
so
I see there's a
yeah,
okay. There's
he's
a
like
younger
a partner. He was an adult.
No. Okay, all I know is that the two people, the older people, they are here. They're showing me the younger man, the one that is younger than they are. I just know there's a younger man in the spirit world. So you've been dealing with the loss of your son in the last year or two.
Yes.
Okay. That said, also with your son here, do you understand that his passing was really unexpected or out of the blue?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Because I feel like, and you must have been very close to him at one point, because I feel like he's, there's two or three things, and then I'm going to start wrapping this up. I feel like I need to say to you that you feel as though you've been hearing him calling your name in your ear. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I talk to him all the time.
Yes, but also that you feel as though you hear his voice in your head. Do you understand
yes.
this?
Yes, okay. Yes, in my head, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because I know here that he's kind of like he's putting his hands up against his mouth and he's like saying, Mom, I'm calling you, I'm talking to you. So I feel like sometimes there's a sense of like you're talking and talking and talking in your heart, in your mind. But sometimes he's asking you to like just sort of to be still. And do you also, by any chance, have a lot of hanging plants where you live?
There's a lot of plants where we live, yes.
Okay, because it shows me you watering these plants. I need to let you know that your son is with you. So these three people from the spirit world, they came through for you today, and your son is showing me that he's with you. It feels to me that he didn't even, if I may say so, he did not even see, or how can I say this? I know that he passes suddenly, and I feel like, I'm not sure if it's a freak accident or what it is. The only way that I can describe this is that he didn't even see it coming. Do you understand this?
No. Yeah,
you're not understanding
yeah,
this.
We do understand
that. Yeah. That like this is it just feels like it's so unexpected that it was just like never saw this coming.
Right. Yeah. So nobody got to say goodbye or anything like that.
Right. Right. So I'm gonna leave it at that for the time being. I'm gonna leave it. Just know that these three people that came through for you. Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank
and pay
you,
attention.
Suzanne.
pay attention, Suzanne, when you hear his voice in your head, just be still and just to listen to what he's trying to say to you, because I feel like he's sending you hearts. And so he's sending you hearts and hearts and hearts. And that would indicate in my mind that he's wanting to send you love. You know, like how there are people on social media and they will like press the heart button and you will see these hearts like coming up, thousands of them.
Yes.
So that's what he's doing right now. Are you also sort of fumbling around with texting someone?
I'm always texting.
Well, I'm going to say it in a better way. He shows it to me this way, that you're communicating with someone about him and his passing, and there's a sense of a connection with someone that you're texting, and there's a sense of sending the hearts and sending the love.
It could be about his him. Brother.
Yes. Because it feels to me like there's a sense of like family, family, family first. And so like sending the love messages, and I need to let you know that we see them, we see them, we see them. So just take his love, will you please?
Okay, thank you so much.
So welcome.
Have a good night. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good night. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, all right. So we have time for maybe one more reading. You ready to go, Siri?
I think so.
Final act. Okay, very good. So next up we have Margie from California. Hi, Margie.
Hi, Joe. Hi,
how
Siri.
Are you?
Good.
Hi,
good.
Margie. How are you?
I'm so, doing Margie, great.
Did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
A connection, please.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll do that with the time left.
Okay. So there's someone that is coming through here now. I'm trying to get a sense of what gender they are. All I can tell right now is that it feels to me that they spent the last few days in the hospital. And I also feel, and so I'm going to ask you, Martin, now to have a really open mind. And because I may also bring through other people with this person. I feel like this person would have gone into a hospital, and I also do get a sense that they were headed for surgery. They were headed for some sort of an operation that, if I may say so, it didn't go as well as expected. And as I'm sort of tuning into them, is your mother by any chance passed away, Margie?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that said, with a person who, do you understand, someone else in the spirit world that would have been going in for surgery or an operation that didn't go too well?
Nope, not that I can think
of. Not understanding this. Because I'm looking at my... are you wanting to hear from your mom?
Anybody.
Just anyone. Do you understand a connection to the name either Julie or Julia or the J for a female name?
Mom is Joanne.
Wonderful, because I almost said Joanne. Okay. And with is it either you or her? Because this is radio, we can't really see. Either you or her, either one of the two of you has these beautiful either blue eyes or light green eyes. Do you understand this, please?
That's mom. Yep.
Okay, wonderful. So your mom is coming through right now. And would it be correct here that you have been recently, you've been looking at her photographs, or you've been wanting to put her pictures on your walls?
I do have those, and I look at them.
Yeah, because I have to say, mom, there's one photograph that she loves that where she's really dolled up. I'm not sure if this is at your wedding or if it's at someone's wedding or a party. You know, like when you have like the guests gathering around. And so I feel like there's a picture of mom where she's really all dressed up. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is where mom looked her best. And the next thing here, if I may say, with your mom, do you understand her also having had health issues before her passing? So there's not an accident or suicide, but there's a sense of health issues with her. Okay. And did you also, Ben, just help her with some of these? She shows it to me that you would have been by her bedside, or you would have come to her aid. Do you understand this, please?
Yep.
Okay. And one thing that she shows me at one point, she would have had a really tough time with her feet, or like her feet would have been really cold.
Hmm.
Or the circulation.
We used to give her foot rubs, you know.
Oh, that's okay, because I know she's touching my feet. She's showing me, like, so the way she shows this to me, her heart is beaming with gratitude to the people that were touching her feet or rubbing her feet, because it just feels to me like it's heaven. It's heavenly. So, so were there, like, two people that were sometimes giving her foot rubs?
Yes.
Okay. One of the two of you has very thin fingers or bony fingers, but the other one would just sort of stroke them gently up and down.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that at all?
One was thinner, one of the two people that were moving her feet.
So, do you have very slender hands?
Kind of. My sister had more slender hands, and we were both...
Oh, wonderful. Okay. If your sister has more slender hands, then I need to talk about you. It just feels to me, I have to say, that the one who had more stroking, the stroking back and forth, is the one that really like gets my love, because they were never poking or probing. They just did it in a very, very gentle way. And so your mom is coming through here also. The other thing also, I don't know if... This is kind of strange to me. Was there someone in the family that was married two, maybe three times?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because your mom is showing me laying out the tie, like putting out the tie. And either you or your sister, one of the two of you, has a love for life that is absolutely contagious. Or at your mother's funeral, was there like a party going on after your mom's funeral?
Yes. We had a nice funeral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like joy was in the air.
It was great.
Yes. Yes. So it's not one of these somber funerals. Because if I may say so, your mom, the way she comes across to me is like all she wanted was to have a party. And even to a point where someone, if I may say so, may have not, you know, like how we would assume that people should wear black to a funeral. But I feel like people, they wore all kinds of colors, or red or white.
Exactly. We told people, don't wear black.
Oh, that's what it is. Wonderful. Boom. That's what it is. Because I like, she shows it to me like, oh, look at this party going. So, because it's like, I see no black in this funeral. It's like white and red and pinks and all kinds of colors. So, and that is just a big party, if I may say so. So it feels to me, if I may say so, with your mom, she kind of knew that she was declining, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She was
And if I may say so also, before her passing, she shows it to me, she was quite organized, and she had already given people instructions on what to do, and I want this, and I want that, and even down to the color of the flowers or the decorations at the funeral. Make sense?
Not so much that funeral, but she was very organized, yeah.
Yes, like really organized. Really, really organized. So anyway, so your mom is coming through here, and I feel like I need to say to you and your sister, is there also like a third sibling by any chance?
Yeah, we have four.
Okay, and wonderful. Well, if it's four, I'll take that. It's just, I feel like, yeah, I just know there's more than you. And maybe it's like three besides you. It's just that I know there's more siblings than you. You're adults. Is there somebody that is going through this whole renovation with your landscaping, the outdoors?
Yeah, well, we are, in a sense.
Okay, I'm going to stick to it this way. You know when you're trying to change the elevation of the yard, or you're trying to put like these flower beds over there? I don't know who this is, but your mom said, just get it done. Just get it done, and just lay the plants down, and just put the plants down, and then you can sort of move them around, and then you put them in the earth. And so you may want to watch some landscaping shows. I don't know why your mom is showing this to me, but I feel like she's really, really organized. But at the same time, she just says, just get it done. Don't overthink this. Because it's about the creativity. This is about the creativity. So so
and
your mom is the one.
Sister? My sister has passed, and she and my mom were very close.
Okay. Let me just switch gears a little bit.
We do have to wrap it up soon.
Okay. Did either your mom or your sister, one of the two of them, love either purple or pink or magenta colors?
Not really. Oh, I think my mom, purple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She is the one that is really coming through tonight, because we have such a limited time. It's only like 5 minutes per message. Did either your mom or your sister have cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Was that your sister by any chance?
She had cancer when she was young.
Okay, that's okay, but it's just that I'm being shown the big C. Just know that
neither one died of that, but they both had.
No, it's not about dying from it. It's just that I'm being shown having had this big C. Was your sister by any chance just about 12 years old when she had the cancer, or before puberty?
No.
It was older? I feel like I'm rushing it a little bit too much.
Sure.
When you were kids, do you have any connection either to Jersey Shore, the amusement park, or like Disney World, Disneyland, or one of those things? Or did you go there regularly in the summertime?
Well, yeah, the lake, the cottage, it wasn't a Disneyland thing, but it was, yeah, we went there every year.
But was it then like full of people, or was it like a, not a carnival per se, but...
Yeah, it was a summer thing, yeah.
Summer thing, okay. I'm going to wrap it up, if that's okay with you. Just know that the two ladies are together, not that I'm saying that your sister passed with the cancer, it's just that I know I'm being shown this big C with her at one point.
Yeah, well, it was... Great. My mom has come through to me lately a lot, and it's been the time of my sister's passing, but my sister passed like 10 years ago, but my mom, it's always a hard time, the anniversary for me, so my mom has been giving me a lot of signs, which has been helpful. Yeah, okay. And then I've been I've been to four grief retreats and two educational Forever Family ones, so I'm familiar with both of you, so
you are? Wonderful.
Yeah,
oh, wonderful.
It's so fun to hear your voices.
They are
wonderful.
Are you by any chance either collecting paper butterflies or paper lanterns?
No.
Well, are you going to be decorating your yard with lights?
I think so. I hope so. Yeah, we have a lot of plans for things with the yard.
Okay, so just know that you're like your spirit people. They're coming through and they're saying, "Just get it done. Just get it done. Alrighty."
Okay.
Hey, Margie,
thank
it was wonderful
so
hearing
much.
From you. You're so welcome.
Thank you,
Margie. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Okay, so we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Siri Bernson, for joining us this evening. And Siri, if the listeners want more information about your work or to keep tabs on you for events and stuff or to book a private reading, is your website the best place to reach out?
Yeah, I would say Spirit of Light, and then they're going to see to book a session and just follow the links there. And even if there's, because of time zones, because I travel sometimes, if there's not a convenient time, just email me at Siri@Spirit of Light or info@Spirit of Light. And then I sometimes, like if people are in Hawaii or something, or if they're in Europe or in India, I will then, or in Australia, like I will find a time.
Awesome. Okay. So the website, or they can email you. Great. Awesome.
Yeah, best is to book through the website, but if they're in an odd time zone, just
you'll
to email me then.
You're flexible. Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
Good way
to
be.
I'm flexible.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Siri. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that you do, each and every one of you, find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok at Joe Peretta is my handle. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a great evening, and always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.